But anyway, we have a guest this week. Marge, you there?
Yes, I am.
Ah, great. I had a ball rereading the comics that you wrote. And it's really great to do it as a fan rather than an editor.
Yes, I've enjoyed reading them, too.
Yeah, I guess you haven't read them in a long time either.
Well, it wasn't just the writing that was excellent on this series. We had some wonderful artists and inkers and letters and a good editor, too.
Oh, never mind the editor part. You know, they never get any credit. But yeah, well, the strip you did was Belizean Days, and you wrote it for Evolution Comics. Do you remember the phone call I gave you about asking if you want to write comics?
Yeah, it was a very unusual phone call. It's not one that I get every day. Ken called me up and said, hey, we're going to start publishing and printing our own comic book. Do you have something in mind for me to print? And at that point, I had been thinking of writing a book, and I'd been working on a book similar to Belizean Days, and the characters had been in progress in the back of my mind, so I gave...
For how long?
Probably 3 months.
3 months?
3 months. So I gave Ken that speech, and the rest is history.
All of those story ideas and all those characters you came up with in 3 months?
Things do tend to get fleshed out as you work on them as well, so...
Tell a little bit about the story of Belizean Days. We have to assume that most of the people listening haven't read it.
Belizean Days is a space opera. It takes place entirely on board a huge luxury liner run amok called the Belizean. It is very, very old, very ancient, and somewhere along the line, its hyperdrive engines have gone berserk. It flashes in and out of hyperspace, out of control. On board are the descendants of the original passengers, as well as the original crew, and as well as any other people who come along and get hijacked by the Belizean. And one of those people who get hijacked is our group of heroes. And they are some humanoid law enforcement agencies who are genetically altered to have superpowers.
So it's a superhero strip as well.
Right.
Now, why name it after such a hard-to-pronounce word? I mean, that's the biggest criticism I've gotten at conventions is, how do you pronounce that?
That's true. It is based on the word beleaguered, which is also a little hard to pronounce, but it makes the Belizean sound as though it's troubled, which it is, and it also is a very big word, which fits a very big ship.
Oh, that's cool.
Would our word processors spell check come up with beleaguered as a substitute for it, I suppose?
Probably so. I mean, it sounds as though you're limiting yourself by making the ship in warp space most of the time. Because, you know, most space operas have an entire galaxy to play around in. You have absolutely nothing to play around in except the ship itself.
Right. However, there is a lot of things going on board the Belizean.
It's like a mini galaxy all in itself. There's so many different races involved.
Right. There's politics, and there's wars, and all sorts of things going on.
Well, sort of a lot of, I don't know what you'd call it. Some of the races stay to themselves, and some of them are battling each other.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have the fights within each race. You know, you have the Scallies, who are the major antagonists. So maybe we should describe the Scallies to really set up what's going on in this whole series.
Okay. Now, the races that...
Yeah, we're doing this like you did the comic. First you give the plot, and then you give the characters.
Okay. The people who live on the Belizean, or the races that live there, have food and water, and they're somewhat comfortable, even though rations are obviously going to be limited and supplies are limited. However, over time, this has become restricted. Children who are born impure or somehow fall out of favor with their political groups get exiled. those people wind up living below decks in what was probably the cargo hold at one time, finding water and food whenever, wherever they can. And these races have become mutated and inbred and have formed gangs, and they just kind of prey on everybody that they can, including themselves. And they're called the Scallies.
So they don't have access to all the other stuff that everybody else has access to.
Right, right. They have to fend for themselves pretty much. So they're not so much the bad guys as much as they are deprived.
Which is an interesting way of having your antagonists.
Right.
Because there's really only one real villain in the whole bunch, and that's the villain that you imported from the outside at the beginning of the story.
That's true. And he is very, very clearly a villain.
yeah, quite. And he talks funny.
Yeah, well, he does talk funny, but everybody on the ship does talk funny in a different way.
Well, because, well, they're all aliens, aren't they?
They're all aliens.
So by having them talk funny, you've make them all different races.
Make them all different races, and I've tried to create a feeling of personality within the characters, even though they are in different races. For instance, the engineers do not, the chief engineer in particular, speaks like John Wayne. He speaks very much like he's very illiterate. Yet, even within the same race, the crew speak very, very well, very grammatically correct.
Very refined.
Very refined. So it is, and also within the Guile agents, they all have their own different pattern as well. Nine, who is the leader of the bunch, speaks very formally, but he's very, very quiet, so he doesn't speak very much, and what he does say is very concise. And then Janai, 12, is more of a free spirit, and Fel, 14, is kind of the all-American boy, so he speaks using contractions.
You can, like, there's a few scenes where Vince pulled the camera back, and you've got, you know, the grandeur of a room on the ship or a corridor or a group shot. And so there's word balloons pointing to a crowd, but the voices are so distinct that you can tell who's speaking, even though you can just barely tell where the little word balloon arrows are pointing to.
Right, that's how it should be.
And yeah, it should be that way. It's very important, especially in comics, for dialogue to carry the story through.
Right. Personality should show in every word balloon.